Okay, yesterday we had Rabbi Yosef's shot, in which he said that the machlokas that we found between here, the shittas of the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachomim, was dafka talking about the shear shel korban. But when it comes to the shear of the chalil, of the zivkas pesach shoeva, the Mishnah was going a little, kuleyam, everybody agrees, simcha yitera, not derech Shabbos, no problem. The only question was, what about legabe the shirim in the Beit HaMikdash on the korbanot? The other question was whether, he was learning, the machlokas was whether ikar shira bikli, or ikar Shira Bepeh. He tried to prove it that this was the machlokas based on the machlokas of Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. And the Gemara offered two other possibilities for the machlokas about whether you're allowed to make wooden clay shear. And not necessarily can we prove that it's because of Ikar Shira Bekli or Ikar Shira Bepeh. Nonetheless, obviously, we didn't disprove it. He just couldn't prove his point that that was the machlok. So that means Aliba de Rebbe Yosef. The Mishnah is going Lekulei Alma, because the Mishnah is talking about the Chalil of the Simcha Beit HaShoeva. And the only machloket that we have as to whether shir would be doche shabbat, chalil, is in terms of the shir shel korban. Omrev Papa, Rav Papa points out that the question of ikar shir bepeh or ikar shir bekli is definitely a machlok sanoi, because ketanoi, we're holding now that's the last words on nunam and beis. Today's daf is daf nunale. So please, it's really concentrated over here. Ketanoi. What's a machlok sanoi? It's not. Avdei kohanim hayu, divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi Omer, who were the people that would be playing in the Beit HaMikdash on instruments. So the Tanakam of here, Rabbi Meir says that the players were actually Avadim. Rabbi Yosi Omer, they weren't Avadim, but they weren't Kohanim or Levim either. They were Mishpachat Beit HaFagrim, Mishpachat Beit Sifaraya. They came from the town of Imu, mother of the Girsa Ameus, which makes a lot of sense, which is near the, between Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv today. Park Canada, I think, is in Ameus. And the people that were playing were actually miyuchasim. How you may see in the kuhuna, the Kohanim were able to marry into those families. There was no chashash of any psule mishpacha, no one who was postal for the kuhuna there. And they were choshev families, but they weren't Levim, they weren't Kohanim. Rebbe Chanina, ben Antignos, Omer, no, they were dafka Levim. So apparently, says Rav Papa, my love, Bob Kamiflig, I assume that the machlokas as to whether they were Levim or not is dependent on the question of whether you need Levim. No, it's the man, you're Avadim. Say if you hold that these people were Avadim, obviously, they're playing in the Beit HaMikdash, and it must be that the playing, the instrumentation of the music, is not what's important. It's the singing that's important. So the instruments could be played even by Avadim. Why? Because Ikar Shira Bepeh, the main mitzvah is the singing with the human voice, and whoever plays the instruments get whoever's best at playing. Mandi Omer Leviim Ayu, Mashenken Yomer Mandi Omer, Rav Chanina ben Antignos, it says that they're Leviim. Obviously he holds it has to be Leviim, because Ikar Shira Bekli, and therefore that's the mitzvah in the Torah, so it was only given to the Leviim to do avodat, says the Gemara. Come on, I mean, if that's the machlokas, how do you explain the middle sheet? How do you explain Rav Yosi? Rav Yosi says, they weren't Avodim, but they weren't Leviim either. So obviously there's another issue over here. They were Mishpachat Beit HaFagrim, so what's his shita? So Rav Yosi, Maikar Savar, I mean, if you hold it's really dependent in the Shaila of whether you're Ikar Shira Bekli or Ikar Shira Bepeh. So Mamanav Shach, Ikar Savar, Ikar Shira Bepeh, then Afilu Avodim Nami. If Lamais Rav Yosi is on the side of Rabbi Meir, so what does he need to have Dafki Yisraelim that are Mesim Lekuna? Why can't he have Avadim like Rabbi Meir? And if he holds Ikar Savar, Ikar Shira Bekli on Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, so how could he argue? And obviously you need to have Leviim. Leviim in Yisraelim lo. What's the use of being able to be Miuchasim and marrying into the Kuna? But they're not allowed to do the Avodah of the Leviim. Ella, therefore we disagree, says the Gemara with Rav Papa's analysis. Actually, Kuleyama, all the three Shitot Abab, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, they all agree that Ikar Shira, our Sugya of year could be Ikar Shira. What's the question? The only Machlokas is Marsav Rochi Avi Maisav, Marsav Rochi Avi Maisav. Tosfos learns that the Gemara means this very literally, very simply. The question was, who were the most accomplished musicians? If Lamaisa, there were Avadim from various nations around the world that had been conquered by Yisrael, who were the most accomplished musicians, then they were the ones who played instead. I mean, look, Lamaisa, if Bach is your Eved, what do you want to use him for? Drawing water? Okay, so he played in the Beit HaMikdash, obviously. No, not a good idea. I mean, where do you think he got all those good info? So the Mandiyam also the Imayu, that the Levim were in fact the most accomplished musicians. That was their job. Even though Ikashir Vipet, to be just part of the Shira, to have music, so they would dedicate their lives to being accomplished musicians. And that was the mindset. I see, you'll say, who cares? And why do we have to bring it in a Mishnah? What's it Nagea? It's Nagea very much. But my Nafkamina, Nafkamina has very important halakhic implication, because the Nafkamina will be Lamali Miduchan Liyuchasin, or Mali Miduchan Liyuchasin Lamaser Kamiflege. And questions like this. I see, or I have testimony, that somebody was playing in the Beit HaMikdash in the orchestra. What does that imply? Does that imply that he's a Levi? If that implies he's a Levi, I'll be Machalik Maaser to him. Not to mention that I'll accept him as a Miuchas family. Does it imply that he was necessarily Miuchas from a Mishpacha of these Mishpachot who were accomplished musicians? Then I won't give him Maaser because then there weren't Levium, but at least I'll be certain that I don't have to bring further proof in the Rabbanut that this is a kosher marriage. He's marrying a Kohen. So this becomes now kosher testimony as to his suitability for marriage to a Kohen. A daughter's suitability, an amona's suitability. They can marry into the kuna. They're certainly not halalot. If, on the other hand, there were also avodim that played, it doesn't prove anything. I won't give you miser, and I won't accept that testimony as an indication that necessarily your daughter can marry a kohen. Maybe you're not even a Yisrael yet. That's the nafkamina. This is how Tosfos learned. Very simple, partial way of learning the language. Rashi learns, at least this is clearly the way Rashi, Tosfos understands Rashi, that on the contrary, the question is we start off with these assumptions. So in other words, if you hold Ma'alin Midukhan L'Maaser, and that means only a Levi can play on the Dukhan. If you hold Ma'alin Midukhan L'Yuchasin, it means only Yisroel Miuchas can be Ma'alin, can be playing on the Dukhan. So you'll ask, that's ridiculous. So then just change it. Let whoever you want, what do you mean Ma'alin? What is a special halacha? Ma'alin. So here, the Rishonim explained that we're Chayshish. This is the way, in other words, people see the Dukhan, there's people up there that are singing, there's a choir, and there's people playing in the orchestra. Not everybody's medayik who's up there. In other words, I see people I don't recognize. He wasn't singing, he was playing the trombone. He was up on the duchen. So if you hold he's up on the duchen, I'm going to assume he's a Levi. So now the question is, how much are we geyser? So some of the Rishonim are masbir, very, and Rashi does go into such detail. But the shayla is, how much are we geyser? If we're geyser only because we're worried about yuchsin, why aren't we worried about meiser? Because what's the worst that'll happen? You'll give the Yisrael meiser. There's no iser needing meiser isher. Probably didn't get to the Levi. Not the end of the world. So we're not going to make a big zera about it. There's another man, the other man, to make a zera even the gabi meiser. It's a very different way. The kachaya meiser is a little bit problematic according to this lashon. Tosis's approach is very straightforward. This is the way it was. This happened to be that there were generations in which this became the mode. The orchestra was basically people that had been from other nations that were avadim, and they were the ones who were most accomplished. And so because of that, we're not mala liyuchsa. Okay? But again, Rashi learns it the other way. The Shita brings Rashi. Yes, why don't we just change it? Okay, we're chayshish. The people won't notice. They won't notice the difference. Fine. So all of this was Rabbi Yosef's approach that we saw yesterday. We now have ended Rabbi Yosef's approach. In other words, he understands the Mishnah is the Kulei Alma, the Chalil is not Doche Shabbat, not Doche Yom Tov. The only question was, what about the Chalil Shel Korban? Today we find that Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba disagrees completely with Rabbi Yosef. And he says, on the contrary, Machloket Bashir Shel Shoeva, the only Machloket is that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with our Mishnah, and he holds Simcha Yetera Nami Dochet HaShabbat. That even for the purposes of the Simcha Pet HaShoeva, we will also play the Chulil on Shabbat. Whereas Rabbon and Zavri, Nu Ad Kidekach, we won't Simcha Yetera in a Dochet HaShabbat. And as I explained yesterday, Tosfos points out, we're going to see later on, that there were tens of thousands of people that would come in there with their instruments and so on. It was a free-for-all in terms of the music in the Simcha Pet HaShoeva. And because of that, we were Gozer, even though normally we're not Gozer Shvut B'Mikdash, but over here it's almost impossible that somebody's going to come to be Mechal al Shabbos by fixing a string and so on. So Mimela, we were Maimid the Gezer under those circumstances. Okay, that makes sense. But Bashir Shal Korban, what we make a gzera shir shel korban not to play in the Beis Hamikdash. Why? So shir shel korban, on the contrary, everybody's invited that you do play music on Shabbat. Divrei kol avodah v'dolchat haShabbat. Yes, the Gemara on Rabbi Yosef Rabbeinu. Meisvei. I mean on Rabbi Yosef. Meisvei. Shir shel shoeva dolchat haShabbat. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbeinu. This is bad news, because according to Rabbi Yosef, nobody held that simply yeteraz dolchat haShabbat. Right? It's the opposite. This is exactly what it was that Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba was saying, that actually the machlokas is dafka legabi shir shel shoeva. And here it says beferish in the Braita. Shir shel shoeva dolchat haShabbat according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbeinu. V'chachomim umrim af yom tov eino dolcha. Oh boy, bad news. Tiyufta the Rabbi Yosef, tiyufta. Indeed, this knocks Rabbi Yosef out of the water. Checkmate. Lema b'shir sheshoeva hu de plige. Avu b'shir shel korban. Divrei akol dolchat haShabbat. In which case, lema tavi tiyufta. Rabbi Yosef Bitarte. Since we fought, remember, there's two issues here that they're arguing in, right? First of all, is there a machlokas legabi simchas beis hashoeva? That's a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. But secondly, is there a machlokas b'shir shel korban? That's also a machlokas Rabbi Yosef Rabbeinu bar Abba, right? All that we've proven over here, the Feirish, is that there is a machlokas about the shir shel beit hashoeva. Can we also assume that since they only argue here in this braita about the shir shel shoeva, that indeed Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba is correct in saying that they don't argue when it comes to the korban, and everybody agrees, which is the exact opposite of Rabbi Yosef, everybody agrees that it is deiche? Or maybe they argue in both? So the question is, can we say Rabbi Yosef was wrong on both counts? Patarite. A, he claims that everybody agrees by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that there is no Dechiev Shabbos. That's for sure wrong. Here it says they argue. But can we also assume he's wrong about B, that when it comes to the question of the shir shel korban, that they do argue, and here it's mash, but they don't argue, and everybody agrees that it is deicha, or maybe not? Says Rabbi Yosef, no, definitely not. Maybe not. Well, why would I be wrong on both counts? I'm wrong on that count. Okay, you prove that. But I will say, Rabbi Yosef, of course, will say to you that here that it talks about a machlokas b'shir shel shoeva doesn't mean to imply that they don't also argue about the shir shel korban. Who adin the korban? Why then do they take the shir shel shoeva? Because, I mean, look, lo diacha kochoder Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda da filo shoeva nami dachi. I mean, after all, the koach of hetera is odiv. So if we have an opportunity to show you that something is mutter, obviously we're going to bring a machlokas in a way to show you that it's mutter. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda has such a koach of hetera that he holds your even deicha Shabbos for simcha yetera in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? But certainly they would argue, as I claim, on both counts. They would argue also about the shir shel korban. Really, Rabbi Yosef? And what do you do with the words of the Mishnah that say, Zehu chalil shebet ha-shoeva she'enado v'lo et ha-shabbat v'lo et ha-yom tov? What's that word, Zehu? What's Zehu? So, in other words, what you're saying is, Zehu de'enado. This is the specific chalil that we're saying is only chamisha v'shisha, because it's not deicha Shabbos and Yom Tov. But there's another chalil, the chalil of the korban, about which this wouldn't be true, and it would be docha. Aval de korban docha. Now, can we analyze that a moment, Rabbi Yosef, please? Let's not turn aside. Look directly at that Mishnah. Who's saying that? Is it Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Can't be Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we just saw, he holds that even the Chalil of the Shir Shel Shoeva is also Docha Shabbos. So it's not him. So who is it? Must be the Rabbanan. So what are the Rabbanan saying? We're only arguing with you about Zehu. We're arguing about this case and only this case. But we will not argue with you in the case of the Shir Shel Korban, where definitely is Docha. So excuse me, Rabbi Yosef, goodbye. Do you have to the Rabbi Yosef Bitarte, indeed Rabbi Yosef was wrong on both counts to Yufta. And that's it. Checkmate and out of the way. My time to the man Yomer Ikashir Bekli. By the way, we've been talking about theory, about locus, about Ikashir Bekli, Ikashir Bepet. What's it based on? What are they arguing in? Well, there's actually psukim that indicate one way or the other. On the one hand, we have Chizkiyahu when they were bringing the Korbanos, and he was being Mechazik, everything as his name, to restart after all of the Avodah Zarah, the period of Avodah Zarah. So it says, "Vayomer Chizkiyahu la'alot ha'olah la'mizbeach, uve'et echel ha'olah, echel shir Hashem v'chatzotzrot, v'al yedei klei David melech Yisrael." Well, here it is, Beferish. They were singing Shirim from David HaMelech.
Very nice. Well, what we do, the Tehillim.
But it says Kelim.
He said they were using musical instruments.
So if that's the case, it's saying Beferush
that they used Kelim.
The Iker Shir B'Kelim. How did they do the Shir Hashem? Al Yidei Klei David HaMelech Yisrael.
That's how they did it.
That's pretty strong, Raya. So my time in the Band Yomer Iker Shir B'Peh, what would be the indication that it was basically the mouth rather than the Kelim, the instrument? Dichtiv. Because on the other hand, we talk about the chinuch of the Beit HaMikdash, it says, Vayike echad, lemechatzrim, lemeshorim, lashmiya kol echad, lahalel lulodot lashem, and so on and so forth. So, apparently, the lashmiya kol echad was the way in which you did the lahalel kol lulodot lashem. You used your voice, lashmiya kol echad. V'yidach nami. So what does he do with the pasuk in Chizkiyo? Does it not say, Vayomer Chizkiyo, etc., etc.? No, he says, that means hochikon. Echel sher Hashem. That comma. Echel sher Hashem means, the Shir Hashem began. How did the Shir Hashem begin? Bapeh. Then, furthermore, Al Yedei Klei David Melech Yisrael, they then went to be Mechazek, Levesume Kala, to make it even more beautiful, they also introduced the instruments. There were two stages. Echel Shir Hashem. They started to sing. And then came in the instrumentation as an additive. It was an adjunct. But that wasn't the definition of the Shir Hashem. And indeed, what does the Man Yomer hold Zika Shir B'Kli? What does he do with the Pasuk? Vayike Echad Mechatzatzrim. The Mechatzatzrim. That's the point. But why do you think it's putting together here trumpeters and singers? Not the same thing. So what it's telling you is that the trumpeters, how is trumpeting done? Now, it's true, I'm not claiming that the trumpets that are mentioned over here are the musical instruments that are Besumei Kala. These were the chatzotzrot that were there for the announcements. It's not musical chatzotzrot in the sense of orchestration. But nonetheless, is it not true that the chatzotzrot are an instrument? So what it's coming to me, therefore, is Achikama. Mishorarim dumia demechatzatzrim. Ma mechatzatzrim. Bekli af mishorarim. It's coming to tell me they are the same. That's what's Hashmiya Kol Echad. To make sure that the sound of the instruments, the instrumentation, should be done properly so that it is very beautifully matched to the singing. And that's a makor. It definitely was. There were kelim. Everybody's agreed. The question is, what's the Yikar Mitzvah? Was the Yikar Mitzvah prepared? Was the Yikar Mitzvah prepared? Definitely the Rav. Sure, the Mishnah defines exactly how many kelim. For sure.
Look, the Holy Commissioner.
Mi shelo ra'a. Simchat Beit HaShoeva, lo ra'a simcha miyama. Somebody who didn't see the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, he doesn't know bechol what a simcha is. He never saw a simcha. And here is how it was done. We began on the Motzoi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, which is because there was, as we'll see, a lot of issues of Chilul Chag, Chilul Shabbos, and the first day of the Shoeva was the Motzoi Yom Tov. So they sent first Yordo, they sent workers down to the Ezos Nashim. You mean so it's mechaper? Yardu lezrat Hashem. They had people come down. Workers came down. Umetaknim sham tikun gadol. There they made a great tikun. What that great tikun is remains to be seen in the Gemara. Minorot shel zahav hayusham. There were also enormous, large lamps, gold lamps. Varba svalim shel zahav broshehem. On the top of each one of these, there were four different lamps that were attached to the middle pillar. The arba sulamot akalachad v'achad. Each one of these lamps had four sulamot, one for each large container, each menorah, for each lamp on the menorah had a ladder going up to it. The arba yiladim nitpirchei kuna. Mounted on each one of the four ladders was one kohen, young kohen. Ubiyadim kadim shemeyav esrim lug. Between the four of them, they were carrying 120 lug, 30 lug, about 15 liters per lamp, and they would have to scramble up there carrying a 15-liter jerry can to pour it into the lamp. Each one would pour, it was all part of the ceremony. You know, so we had these young kohanim climbing up the ladders, pouring them, and with a big ceremony. And then what did they make the wicks in these torches? Mivaloi mechvesei kohanim. They would take the used pants of the Kohanim and the used belts of the Kohanim, and they would take them apart into their threads, and these would be the ptilot, the wicks for the lamps. The light was so powerful that the entire city was lit from those lamps.
It was a knife.
No. Chasidim ve'anshei ma'aseh ayu maragdim bifnehem And all the greats, Hasidim, people who were known for their Maisim Tevim, they would be doing the dancing, they would be juggling, Bavukot Shel Or, Ur Shebidehem, they were juggling with live torches, V'omrim Litzvim Divrei Shirot V'Tushpachot, and they would be singing, V'alavim B'kinorot U'B'Nevelim U'B'Tzataim U'B'Chatzotzrot, they had Levian using violins and using the navels, the cymbals and the trumpets every night. And endless, there was no, it wasn't limited, the size of the orchestra wasn't limited the way it was during the year on the Korban. And they would be standing on the 15 steps which went down from the Ezrat Yisrael to Ezrat Nashim, between the Shar Niknor and the Ezrat Nashim outside. And these 15 steps had originally been built, Keneged Chamesh Esrei Ma'alot Shebesefer Tehillim. These were the 15 Shira Ma'alot, and those 15 Shira Ma'alot were said, if you recall, Bedavka from water, that's what they call Shira Ma'alot, they raised the water table underneath Eretz Yisrael, each one 1,000 amas. And we'll see, there was another reason for them to be connected to that, but we'll get to that in the Gemara. And there were two Kohanim were standing right at Shar Niknor, and they were holding two trumpets. The moment that the cock crowed, or the other Lashon was, this is Gvinei Kruv, referring to the person who was appointed to be the one to wake everybody up, to the Avedis in the morning. So Korah HaGever, the crier, or the Tarnagol, and then they grabbed their Chatzotzrot, and they did the Tkia, Trua Tkia. They then started to walk out. Igiyu L'Ma'ala Asirit, they reached the 10th stair, coming down from the Ezrat Yisrael, and again, they once did the Tkia, Trua Tkia, and then they got to the floor of the Ezrat Nashim, Igil Azara, Taku Vigil V'Eriu V'Taku, and Ayutokin V'Olchin Ad Shemagim L'Shar HaYotzei Mimizrah. It continued to be Tkia until they it was long Tkias, in other words, it wasn't that they were Marich in the Tkia, until they got to the Shar that leaves the Ezrat Nashim, and that was Keneged, the place where they would go out to the actual Mokum, where the Shiloach was, where they took the water. And the Gil Shayat in Mizrach, before leaving, they would turn back, facing towards the Hecha, and they would say as follows, V'yomru, Avotenu Shayu b'makom hazeh, our forefathers, who were in this place at the time of the first place, I mean, they were no good next. Achoreim el Eichal, they had their backs turned to the Hechal. Ufneim Kedma, they were facing east. Mishtachavim Kedma l'shemesh, and they bowed eastward to the sun. This is a Pesach in but we turn our eyes to Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, they said two things. Hayushanim, they repeated this. They said, Anu liya, uliya inenu. In other words, we'll see the Gemara explains this, that they were Meida Shavar, Remeida, and we're Mitzapeh, we're Miachel, we hope to in the future to you. So turn around, Mi shelo ra'a sivcha bet ha-shayva, lo ra'a sivcha miyama. Mi shelo ra'a Yerushalayim betifarta. Someone who hadn't seen Yerushalayim in its beauty, lo ra'a Akrach Nechmad Miolam, doesn't know what a beautiful city is. Mi shelo ra'a Beit HaMikdash b'binyano, lo ra'a binyan mefu'ar Miolam. Someone who didn't see the Beit HaMikdash and its glory, never saw a glorious building. Mayi, referring to what? Amar Abaye B'Tem Rav Chisda, referring not to the Beit HaMikdash all through history, but to its final glorious incarnation in Hurdus' binyan. The binyan Hurdus. To my banya, what materials did he use? Amar Rabba, Be'avne Shisho Mirmara. He used beige and white marble. I'll just say he used not beige, but he used actually a bluish marble alternating with white marble. Ofik shafa v'ayo shafa, he had them on alternating, it was three dimensional, it wasn't only, so he had alternating layers. Ki echad l'kabel sidas, it would be possible to put on seed. Sovel l'mashayin b'dahava, he wanted to cover the whole thing in solid gold. Umrei rabbanan shafke, no, don't do that. It looks even nicer like this. It looks now like a living sea, because the eye is fooled by the alternating layers and by the three dimensionality. So it looks like blue and white waves. It looks like a spray of waves coming at you. Again,
was it by
again, Mayim. Yeah, it was more before.
Gadola Bayet Zemina Rishon, it says. Chazal Darshan, okay, that means it lasted longer, it's all.
But Hordus was a goy, such a.
No, the Gemara said that he sort of exeras Hakos. The Gemara talked about it in Yuma, the whole story, the second Beis Hamikdash, why it should be the Persians, and why the Romans should be the ones that would have right. But the Gemara says, doesn't make sense. You do exera. Tani Rabbi Yudaimer, Misha Lora Adiuflustun, Shal Alexander Shamitzrayim, Lora Abich Wazan Shaitz. Whoever didn't see this Lushan, Diu is duo, Pul is the same word that we use for metropolitan, it's a Lushan of Sarim, Chashivut, the Diu would be metro, you instead of the metro, would be the dual, Pul, Stun would be the large plaza, the same word that lies behind the Roman style, in other words, the steo, the stu. So there was this enormous, the Jewish area in Alexandria, which dates back from the time of Yochanan ben Kereach, remember, who did the wrong thing in that, but that's Tzom Gedalia. So he left Eretz Yisrael, set up shop in Alexandria, and this thing grew to immense, immense proportions with the growth of Alexandria, so that the Jewish population numbered in the many millions, and the center, the Jewish center, was fabulously rich. Someone who didn't see this, the blue stone of Alexandria, lo rabich vodan shel Yisrael, doesn't know what it means to see the chashivut of Yisrael.
Another meaning
to this expression. Not that I know. It means it was something unique about the quality here. Amru, they say that it was kamin basiliki gedola haita, this enormous basilica, which was surrounded by stadium seating, style of the Fimi style. Pamim shayuba kiflayim kiyotze bitzrayim. It could seat 1,200,000 people. Vahayuba shivim vechat katidroot shel zahav. Inside this immense basilica, they had 71 cathedrals made out of seven, literally out of gold, which were keneged shivim vechat shetanedri gedola. They built this as a simon of the Sanhedrin. Kol echad v'echad ena pchutam mi'esrim v'echad ribo kikrei zahav. Every one of these was immensely, immensely expensive. The gra takes out ribo, because that's already insane. So it was 21 kikreis of zahav. So every one of them cost $100 million or so. Ubima shel etz b'emtz yata. There was this beautiful bima on which they read the Torah and so on. The chazana kineset omed aleha. Now, of course, they didn't use microphones. They were very religious. So when somebody would make a bracha, nobody could hear him, because you were a few miles away. So they had the chazan as a semaphore. And that's where it all started. Those were the good old days. We couldn't hear the chazan's voice. You could only see the waving flags. And now, unfortunately, you got to listen to them. So somebody would make a bracha, he would wave when it came time to say amen. So everybody would look at the semaphore. They had a whole, you know, depending whether you're association or rabbis, but different color flag. And he would wave the flag, sudarim biyado, kivan shegia la'anot amen, halaminif besudar, he waves the appropriate flag, v'chol ha'amonim amen. They still try this in Hollywood, except there it's his left.
Wasn't an isur on
the bell? Oh, in bell. In bells, they still have this.
They don't use a flag, but they use
everybody says amen?
Shabbos? Yeah.
I don't know. Sounds fascinating.
Shabbos?
Yeah.
Me Shaloi Rao bells between five tones. Let me tell you.
Are you allowed to make a noise?
How do they use it to make a noise, or just they wait?
There's a big leather pillow.
Yeah. And they bang the pillow.
When it comes time for the chazan to say the ending bracha, they give a couple of hats. Everybody calms down. Uh-huh. The guys at the bracha, which is amen, and then they go at it again.
They go at what?
They go to the
talking in the middle of that?
No, they're like a priest. I mean, they're saying that when it comes time.
Wasn't
it's a problem.
Wasn't
that's why they were destroyed. The Gemara is going to come to this.
Do you have any remnants of
this? No. Alexandria was sacked. Remember? It also had the world's most marvelous library.
But
they were found something. Yeah, they did. A little bit. Let me tell you something. They didn't sit over there mixed. That doesn't mean girls and boys. That means different professions. If you were a diamond worker, you wouldn't sit next to a gold worker. I mean, no way, right? Zahavim bifnei atzman. They had guilds. So each guild sat in a separate location. If you were a gold worker, you sat with the zahavim. You were a silver worker, you sat with the kasafim. You were a copper worker, you sat with the napachim. The napachim bifnei atzman. You were a weaver, you sat with the tarsim, with the guardian. Sorry, what would I do? Napachim, I said copper, meant blacksmiths. Napachim is a metal worker. In other words, iron, simple iron. The tarsim are the copper workers. The guardian are the weavers. And kishani nechnascha, somebody who didn't have a job, he would simply find his guild. Hayam makir baalei umnu. Tov, Vinifel Hashem, he would go sit in that location, and Misham Panasato, Panasatan Shevito, he would have no problem from that point on making a living. People would give him a job, make sure he has a position, and no problems. Omer Abaye says Abaye in this whole enormous marvel. Kulu Katlino were all murdered by Na'ar Gagirtas Alexander's Mokadon, which is not the case, and the girl takes it out and puts in Tarchinus, because this was not the time of Alexandrian. My time, the Yanchu, and here, as our president pointed out, why did they get such a terrible punishment? Mishum da Avriya Haikro, because they were over on this Isser. Lo Tosifon Nashuv Bater Chazeot. They were told never to go back to Mitzrayim, Vinu Hador Ot. They came, and they settled in Mitzrayim, and they made it a virtue. Kiata. So when Tarchinus came, he comes into this place, and he finds them reading in the Torah. And what were they reading? Yisa Hashem Alecha Goy Merachok. He says, what an amazing coincidence. I had planned my invasion. It was supposed to take 10 days to get to Alexandria. The most amazing thing happened, that Dalia Zika was given such a fantastic wind that I arrived in 5 days. This has got to be referring to me. And so he attacked them and destroyed the Jews of Alexandria. There was a separate story of the destruction of Yochanan ben Kereach and his friends, but their children ended up rebuilding and ended up with this years later. But of course, it's many centuries. This started way before. That was already a later machlokas. This apparently still is dated from the time of the children of Yochanan ben Kereach. There was an ancient, very ancient thing. Apparently, it must have started earlier because Yochanan ben Kereach was so excited to move to Alexandria. There must have been a very significant, it must have been already like Borough Park. Maybe it wasn't quite bells, but that's really good. So Rashi brings that the Einachinami, they were destroyed earlier because Yirmiyahu was gezer on them. That they would be destroyed. Kadosh Baruch Hu warned them that if they go, it's curtains. Okay, so Einachinami, they were destroyed earlier because apparently their children were, that was already from the time of Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't escape Nebuchadnezzar because it says in the Novi over there that the Cherev Shatay Yorei is going to chase you. So they were Yorei Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar got them. This is already 5 centuries later, or 4 centuries later. What is this massive tikkun that it says? My tikkun gadol. Omer Reb Elazar Kotash Shaninu. This is a reference to what we've learned in the Braita. Originally, the walls of the Azara were chalaka. They were smooth. So chalaka tabrishona. And what they would do every sukkis, they would build a second layer porch that surrounded the entire area. And they made a tikkun that there should be an area for the women to sit on top on the porch. And the men would be down at the bottom. And that was the tikkun gadol. Originally, for the Sibchat Beit HaShoeva, took place in the Ezrat Nashim. Ezrat Nashim is for women. So the women were in the, and that's what's called the Ezrat Nashim, not literally, but so the Ezrat Nashim stayed for women, and the men, they had to peek through the doors. They stood outside, and only the women could see, straight in the beginning. But that wasn't so good, because Ayu Baim Lidei Kalut Rosh, too much looking through the women, at the women. So that wasn't such a good idea. Okay. They decided that they'll reverse it, they'll put the women outdoors, and the men indoors, at least that way the men won't turn back to look at the women, but that didn't work. Now, you never could tell, maybe there's some people dancing on the other side, so they would look the other direction, So you're going to take Kalut Rosh, it still came. Now you know you're going to take Kalut Rosh. So the Tikkun Gadol was to make this porch, and that was the Tikkun Gadol. You'll notice, and you will see in the daf coming very powerfully. We spoke about this on Sukkot, that Sukkah is keneged, is the period of the Tikkun of the Yetzer. The Tikkun Gadol over here is not, that's a reference to Tikkun Olam. The next page we're going to talk about the whole idea of the Yetzer Hara and so on, and the death of the Yetzer Hara, its relationship to Yosef Atati, which is everything that's going on here, relating to the water, and relating to this Simcha. There's 15 Shir HaMalos, you know how they began? 15 Shir HaMalos, exactly. 15 Shir HaMalos came from Achitofel and David, which was connected to Maaseh Sota. Because what happened was that David HaMelech was building the Beit HaMikdash. Of course, he wasn't allowed to build it, but he wanted to create the foundations, bring all the materials, so he dug the foundation. He came to a little notice that was attached. It was written on top of a piece of pottery that said, "Don't touch," which he promptly touched, obviously, being human. He promptly opened it, and it turned out to be a Pandora's box of sorts, so that water starts gushing out of it, and the Tahom threatens to engulf his entire site. Yeah, so he says, "Does anybody know if I would be allowed to write the Shem Hashem on the Scheris here, throw it in, and stop the water?" The whole story Achitofel knew, but didn't want to say, and he was geyser that whoever knows and doesn't say should choke to death. In any event, there's a whole mice over here which recapitulates the story, because Achitofel in the end brings Uriah from a site. A woman who cheats on her husband in order to bring back peace into the family is to take the Shem Hashem and to erase it in the water. So for sure you're allowed to do it in order to restore peace between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. What happened was that because of that, the water table was reduced. And David HaMelech at that point said the 15 Shir HaMaalos, and each one of them raised the water table, which is very similar to what happens to a woman who's a Seita. Instead of being punished, she ends up becoming more fertile. And here too, Eretz Yisrael became more fertile as a result of it. But that means that the whole makom of the Beis HaMikdash is based on a tikkun built of Yetzer. And we'll see that this is fundamental to water, as it was L'Chatchila. That's why Yosef HaTzadik, who is the paradigm of the battle of the Yetzer, is the one who is able to bring fertility and water and so on to the world. And that's why in the Tfilas over here, everything has to do, all the water Tfilas have to do with the Tikkun HaYetzer, which explains a lot of Mefarsha Tosa says, a lot of the Shrishonim has. Why did they dafka use Mivaloi Mechusei Kohanim Me'amneihem? Why didn't they use the shirts? Shirts also got worn out. Why dafka pants and belts? But obviously, as the Mefarshim explained, pants and belts are sexual, shirts aren't. The whole idea of here in the Tikkun of the Yetzer was to burn the Yetzer. Because the pants and shirts, the dafka, were used for the light of the Simchas Beis Hashoev. And we'll see that's what was being danced. And they were dancing about the ability to do tshuva. They were dancing about the fact that these were tzaddiki who had never been chaytek. This is very central to understanding everything about Sukkot. It goes all the way back, as I mentioned too many times, it goes all the way back to the tikkun of the Eitz Hadas, the whole lineage of the bringing the lulav together with the esrog. The lulav is the Eitz Chaim, it's the tamar. That's where the four naharis came out in the Gan Eden. The esrog is the loshen of nechmad, the Eitz Hadas. Mad Yom the Gemara says the Eitz Hadas was an esrog. Esrog means desire in Aramaic. Okay, so the whole sukkah revolves around desire. We'll be talking about it tomorrow, where the daf is dedicated to how the Eitz Hara affects people and so on. But this is the reason why all of these Ramazim over here. That's why you use these young Karnim to scramble up and to create the light and so on. Everything is in terms of recreating Yosef and his chain and his water power. All right, so we'll see tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.
Was the separation of mixing or...
Ooh. Sorry, I forgot to mention to you. Rav Meisha Zatzal used this sugya for many contemporary Piskei Halachas. He says, if they built a porch around the top, then obviously they didn't isolate the women from the men in terms of men not being able to see the women. Because if you want to see, you can look up and see. I mean, it's not that they built a wall, they built a porch. The women were overlooking the porch. That means anybody who wants to focus on a woman can focus on a woman. Elamai, there was some mechitza. Because, I mean, you can't have people fall off the porch anyway. You need to have something that's built. So from here, a number of things he concluded. First of all, that a mechitza does not have to cover women's heads, that's for sure, because they were all looking out and were supposed to be able to see the Beis HaShoeva. So from there he came up with his psak. Everybody was, the old mechitzas, you couldn't see women at all. They're completely covered. From here, he brings his psak that obviously a woman does not have to be completely covered. So that the most that you could say is 18 tefachim. He came up with to come up to your shoulders. So at least you can look. At least you can look over.
Standing.
So that it's so he was matir on that basis. Many of the modern shuls and so on. And he also came with the opposite psak that you see that it's better to have the old fashioned Ezrat Nashim on top of the show upstairs. But on the other hand, I mean, you see, it isn't Mi'ikra din, it's called the Tikkun Gadol, but it wasn't an absolute essential. V'arai, originally, they had tried it on the bottom. It doesn't say that in a Beit HaKnesset. Not at a Zman of Simcha that it's Asr. So although we encouraged the Talmidim, who were rabbis, had many, many rabbis Talmidim, to try to have that kind of mechitza. But if Lamaisa, the Yeshua, wanted to build a mechitza on the same level, he was matur the same heter. In other words, as long as it was Yud Ches Tvachim, in his opinion, it was okay. So a lot of the modern shuls that have the women very clearly visible, they look right over the mechitza, is based on Rav Meisher's Piskei Halachas, that his Talmidim should try their best to do better, but if not, they shouldn't lose their salary over it, is the way he put it.
Also found a tshuva.
Omer of Papa Kitanoi. It's not. Abdiko animoy yadiv rabbi meir rabbi yasim rabbi shpachas beis afag rabbi shpachas beis tzifirai o miya meyo sa yosha yamisim lakuna. Rabbi Chanina ben Atiknes ha'im alavim hoi. My lad, welcome if you mandi omer avad nima yuka sabri kishir bepet. Mandi omer alavim hoi kishir bekli. Tizbra. Rabbi yosim hoi kasana. Ika sabri kishir bepet. Afil avad nami. Ika sabri kishir bekli. Lavim in Yisrael in lo. Ela, I say kule yami kishir bepet. How come you forget? Mar Savar Hochi, Avi Maser, Mar Savar Hochi, Avi Maser, Lamein Afkemina, Lamalim Yiduchin Liyuchsin, Lamaser, come you forget. Mandi, Omer Avoni, Marikas Avrein, Malim Yiduchin, not Liyuchsin, and not Lamais. Mandi, Omer Yisrael, Oyukas, Malim Yiduchin Liyuchsin, but not Lamaser. Mandi, Omer Levim, Oyukas, Alamalim Yiduchin, Miduchin, Ben Liyuchsin, Ben Lamaser. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, going back now against Rabbi Yosef, says, the Machlok is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim is going back on Mashir Shel Shoeva. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Simcha Yeterah, Nami Dochet HaShabbat. Rabbonin, Rabbi Simcha Yeterah, Ina Dochet HaShabbat. But when it comes to the Shir Shel Korban, Divrei HaKol Avodah Yivedochat HaShabbat. Meisvei. Shir Shel Shoeva Dochet HaShabbat, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Chachamim Omrim, Af Yom Tov Eino Dochet. Tiyufta, the Rav Yosef Tiyufta. Lema dafke b'shir shel shoeva v'depligi. Avo b'shir shel shel korban. Dibri ha'kol docheta shabbat. In which case, lema dafke b'shir shel shoeva v'tarte. Omer l'chor Rav Yosef, no. Pligi b'shir shel shoeva v'lo adin l'korban. V'haite kamit pligi b'shir shel shoeva. Lo diya kakol kod Rav Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Da filo de shoeva nami. Ay, what about our Mishnah? It says, Zehu, Chalil Shabbat Shoeva, Sheino Doche, Lohat HaShabbat, Lohat Yom Tov. What's the Zehu business? It's coming to tell me, Zehu Deino Doche. Abel de Korban is Doche. Now, who's saying this? Inem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Oma Shir Shoeva Nami Doche. Would be the point of saying Korban. Elalav Rabbanan. And they're made when it comes to the Korban that it is Doche. To Yufta, the Rabbi Yosef, Betarte, to Yufta. My time with the man, the Omer Kishir Bekli, the Chsiv, Vayomer Chizki Ola, Lo Ota Ola, La Mizbeach Veit Echel Ola, Echel Shir Hashem HaKatzot Trot, Vayidei Klei David Melech Yisrael. My time with the man, the Omer Kishir Bepet, the Chiviki Echad HaMechatzot Trim Mishorim, La Shmiya Kol Echad. Vyidach Nami Yafi, Vayomer Chizki Ola, Ochi Koma, Echel Shir Hashem, meaning Bepet, Ayidei Klei David Melech Yisrael, meaning Levesumi Kala. Vyidach Nami Yafi, Vayidei Echad HaMechatzot Trim Mishorim, Ochi koma, mishorim dumya de mechatzatzrim. Ma mechatzatzrim bekli, af mishorim bekli. Mi shlo rosim kesbeza shreva lo raatsim cham yamab, no motze yom tavrisha shachag yordu lezrat nashim umtak nim sham tikun gadol. Minorot shal zahav ayu sham, vi arba asfalim shal zahav broshihim, vi arba asulamot kol echad v'yachad, vi arba yiladim mipirchi kuna bidem kadim shamei avesim lug, shemitim lachos sefer v'sefer, מבלוי מכנסי כהנים המנהן, מהן היו מפתיעים, and with those threads היו מבריקים, ולא היה חוצר בירושלים שנמירה מיור בית השריבה, חסידים ואנשי מעשה היו מרקדים בפניהם, באבוקות של אור שבידיהם, ואומרים לפניהם דברי שירות ותושבחות, הלוויים בכינורות, בנבלים, בבצלתיים, בחצוצות, בכלי שיר בלא מספר, ה-15 מעלות הירדות מעזרת ישראל ועזרת נשים, כנגד 15 מעלות, שיר המעלות שבתהילים שעליהם הלווים עומדים בכלי שיר ואומרים שירה ועמדו שני כהנים בשער עליון שיורד מעזרת ישראל לעזרת נשים שני חצוצות בידיהם קרא הגבר תקו וריאו ותקו הגיעו למעלה עשירית תקו וריאו ותקו הגיעו לעזרה תקו וריאו ותקו Okay, I mean the Grot takes out the first part but to the second part because it's basically the same thing הגיעו לקרקע עזרה it's the same place היו תוקין ואוכין עד שמגיעים לשער היוצאים ממזרח, הגיעו לשער היוצאים ממזרח, הפכו פניהם מזרח למערב, back to the היכל, ואמרו, אבותינו שהיו במקום הזה קוראים עליך לשם מופנים קדמה ומשתחווים קדמה לשמש ואנו ליה עינינו רבי יהודה אומר היו שונים ואומרים אנו ליה וליה עינינו by the way I bring a riot from here the Peskim that you do not walk backwards when you're leaving the Kotel because here you're even in the Ezrat Nashim they didn't walk backwards they turned around at the end in order to give this message which was a special Aveda because it's part of the Tikkun of the Rai or it's a Tikkun of the Yetzer even though it says they walked backwards that's only in the Azara where they were together with the Heichal once you're outside of the Heichal you could turn your back to Shar Niknor Alakas Kama Vakama to the retaining wall of the Har HaBayit certainly you're allowed to turn your back to it okay. Others Taina if the Shekhinah now is Shera and by the Kotel Maharavi so now it has the din of the Kotel of the Heichal Tan Rabbi מי שלא ראה שמחה בית השריבה לא ראה שמחה מימיו מי שלא ראה ירושלים בתפארתה לא ראה כרך נחמד מעולם מי שלא ראה בית המקדש בבניינו לא ראה בניין מפואר מעולם מהי reference to הבעיה אומר רב קיסטא to בניין הורדס ומהי בעני אומר רבא ואבני שישו מרמרו some say אבני שישו כוכלו ומרמרו אופק שופה ואייל שופה ככה רכב עשידה סובל משעיין בדהבה Omele Rabbana, no, it's even nicer like this. Shafke, Rocha Shapir, Tvede Mitchaze, Kaduta Diyama. Tanya Rabbi Yerem Mishal, Radu Yuplustun Shal Alexandria Shemitzrayim, Lora Abich Vodan Shal Yisrael. Omele, Kamin Basilika Gedola Haita, Steo Lefdin Misteo. Pamim Shayuba Kiflaim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim, Vayuba Shilim Vechad Kathidraot, של זהב, כנגד 71 סנדריק גדולה, כל אחת ואחת אינה פחותה מ-21 כקרי זהב, ובימה של עץ באמצע איתה, חזן הכנסת עומד עליה, סודרים בידו, כמו שהגיע לנו את אמן, הלאה מינית בסודר, כל העם מונים אמן, לא יושבים מעורבים, אלא זהבים בפני עצמן, כספים בפני עצמן, נפחים בפני עצמן, טרסים בפני עצמן, גרדים בפני עצמן, וכשאני נכנס שם, היה מכיר בעלי אומנתו, ונפנה לה שם, one place had a big thing for CPAs, others had a big thing for lawyers, with a quote from Shakespeare beneath it, ומשם פנסתו, ופנסת אנשי ביתו.
Was that so that they could talk during davening and discuss their business?
Hey, hey, hey. אומר אביי, וכולו קטלינו תרחינוס, My time ayan shu mishim da'ava ya haikra lo tosif ana shuv b'derech hazeh od v'inu hadar asu. Ki ata ashkechina da'avi kora b'sifra yisa Hashem malecha goy merachok oma michti ahu gavra boi lamek tesfinata ba'asar yume da'a yazike va tesfinata ba'chamisha yume nafla luya v'katlinu. V'metze ayan tashor kaga rishon my tikun goda omra v'lozor kota shashaninu falaka ita b'rishona v'kifu ha'gizustra והתקינו של נשים יושבות מלמעלה ואנשים מלמטה תנו רבו למראשונה היו נשים מבפנים ואנשים מבחוץ והיו באים לידי קלוס ראש התקינו של נשים יושבות מבחוץ ואנשים מבפנים עדיין היו באים לידי קלוס ראש התקינו של נשים יושבות מלמעלה ואנשים מלמטה